This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hello, all you hoopers and ballers, and welcome to another episode of the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls podcast. I am your host, Keith Cork, and you can find me on Twitter at BSBPKeith. I'm going to ride solo today because my buddy Trey just couldn't handle it, couldn't hack it, just totally upset at the Bulls dropping their 5th straight loss to the Philadelphia 76ers, 106-121. I'm joking, by the way. He's watching the Batman, and I'm going to see if he's going to give it an 8.5 out of 10 like I did, or better, or worse. Yeah, who knows? We'll see. I enjoyed it, though. Everyone go see it. But the Bulls do drop their 5th straight here, 106-121 to the Philadelphia 76ers. Not surprising at all, especially when Vucevic was ruled out before the game started. Just he is dealing with a hamstring issue, which, you know, he's a big man, large gentleman, and it might take him a minute to recover from that. Hopefully he's okay and can play in the next one for the Bullies on Wednesday. But if he cannot tack that, it's a big loss. You know, I know Trey and I have been on talking about him, Nikola Vucevic, being the most important part of this show.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Chicago Bulls squad. And that doesn't mean he's the star, doesn't mean he's the offensive guy, doesn't mean he's, you know, blah, 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 whatever you want to call it. It just means that when we are missing Nikola Vucevic, it is a loss on this squad, on this roster, that is extremely difficult for us to overcome because we just don't have the size to back him up. It's nice that we have Tristan Thompson that we could have thrown in there tonight. I'm not really that upset about this loss because the Bulls, they did battle hard, man. They battled in this one. They gave themselves a chance to, you know, hang around, see what happens. Maybe the Sixers went cold or something. That didn't happen, obviously. So it's a loss. It was kind of a guaranteed loss as soon as Vuce was ruled out, and just not surprising at all. But again, this is the Sports Ethos Chicago Bulls coverage podcast. Listeners, please take a moment to follow at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. That's the single most dominant basketball and fantasy news feed on Earth. Get all your NBA news in one handy Twitter feed. It's faster than the competition and provides more analysis too. Again, that's at EthosFantasyBK on Twitter. Go follow it now at FantasyBK on Twitter. And follow me at BSBPKeith also on Twitter. Do it. I have fun. I post a lot of things and no one ever, you know, don't have enough people to go out there to retweet me. So just go follow me and then retweet all the amazing hot basketball takes that I have out there because they're all fantastic, especially when they pertain to the Bulls. But yeah, you're going in, expected loss here. We're going into Philadelphia, playing the Sixers at their home court. Harden and Embiid are on the team, and we're playing without 4 of our top 7 players. Just name me one team in the league that can go do that and win that game. I mean, maybe you can say this, the Clippers. Like, the Clippers are playing fantastic without Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. I don't know how. I think Tyronn Lue's doing a fantastic job. I haven't watched enough Clippers basketball to really, you know, delve into that. Go follow we don't have a Clippers show on Sports Ethos, but go follow some Clippers show and come back and tell me how they're doing it, because I would love to know. But yeah, I just didn't think that the Bulls stood a fighting chance there. Even when the Bulls were just down, you know, only 10 or 12 points, they cut it to about 6 points sometime there in the third, end of the third, beginning of the fourth quarter. It never felt like we actually had a chance to win this game. I never was fooled for 1 second here. The Sixers are specifically when Embiid and Harden are on the floor together and they're running the pick and roll. Just absolutely unstoppable for the Bulls. We just don't have the personnel to deal with it. You've got Embiid rumbling to the front of the rim and just finishing over Zach LaVine. like Zach LaVine's the guy that's meeting him there at the rim on that roll, and it's just not ideal. It's not something that's going to work in our favor 9 times out of 10. And we saw the results. We saw what happened. Embiid goes ahead and drops, 43, I think it was? Where is he here? 43 points on 15 of 27 shooting. So just incredible. 12 of 16 from the line. I do like the Philadelphia 76ers on paper. I do think that they are a great basketball team and have two very, very impressive stars there in Harden and Embiid. But man, the flailing, oh my gosh, it gets so old after a minute. It's like, dude. Like, and there were times when like Harden would be driving and the Bulls drive in the same way like the play before. Don't get a call. Run back on defense. Same type of play. Harden doesn't get the call. And he's whining at the refs. It's like, dude, have a little bit of understanding of the situation here. Like, the situation is the refs aren't calling either way. The refs were letting a lot of things go. It was a very physical game, which usually doesn't bode well for the Bulls. I think it didn't bode well for them again tonight. There's just no size for the Bulls to handle the 76ers, who are just bigger than the Bulls pretty much all over the court. You got Thybul, you've got, Tobias Harris, you've got Embiid, obviously. Harden, even though he's not necessarily that tall, he plays big, very strong with the basketball particularly. So, and let me say something about NBA League Pass, because NBA League Pass screwed me again. I'm so sick of being screwed by NBA League Pass, because I couldn't get my app on my phone. As you all know, I was at work trying to watch this while I was working, but I couldn't get the game on my phone to work, and I had to go reset my cache, and then I had to clear my data, and then I had to delete, uninstall, and reinstall the app. So I missed basically the entire first quarter, unfortunately. I turned it in right in the middle of a 13-4 Sixers run, where the Sixers were just yakking them from three and draining them left to right, man. I felt like they made every three tonight. Honestly, they just shot 40%. I actually looked at that. That was the first thing I looked at when I popped on here getting home from work. Only 40% from three, but it felt like they hit everything. Georges Niang, hopefully I'm saying that right, 19 minutes almost, and hit 4 of 7 from three, 14 points. Just incredible. 2 of 5 for Tyrese Maxey. Matisse Thybul hit the only three he took. Isaiah Joe hit that three in the fourth quarter, which was just devastating. Shake Milton hit a three. Danny Green hit a three. 1 for 1, 1 for 1, 1 for 1. What really brought them down here? James Harden going 1 of 5. That's really the only. Oh, and Isaiah Joe only went 1 of 4. So those are the only two guys that really brought them down. Everyone else shot lights out from the 3-point line.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear. giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Embiid was one of three, so I guess you can count him in that. Oh, and Tobias Harris was 0-3, so. But all the tertiary characters, I guess I would call them, the people that are not the stars or the starters, all hit their threes. Like, it just was incredible. They were knocking them down. Just felt like they were hitting every single one. Let me say, though, if you're playing their props on Thrive, you probably did well. But let me go ahead and shout out our daily fantasy partner at Sports Ethos. Thrive Fantasy. Prop up with Thrive Fantasy on their mobile app or at ThriveFantasy.com. Use code ETHOS when you sign up to get 100% deposit match bonus on your first deposit. Up to $100 plus either two or four free game tickets to play. Pick player props on the biggest names playing every night. Score points when your props hit. And the players with the most points win a share of the nightly prize money. And check out our Sports Ethos DFS team or podcast for advice on winners. Again, that code is ETHOS over at ThriveFantasy.com. Go do it to it. Yeah, make it happen. Back to the Bulls. Giving up 37 first quarter points. Not surprising at this point in the season. I hate to say the same thing every podcast, but I just can't wait to get Lonzo Ball, Caruso, Patrick Williams back. These are the keys to unlocking any kind of defensive competency that we might have on this roster. And without those guys, there's just so much lacking in terms of point of attack defense, in terms of help side defense, rotations, second and third rotations after the pick and roll action happens on the offensive side. There's just so much that's missing. It's just so bad. The Bulls defense is bad. The transition defense is terrible. The Sixers, like, it was just set up for them to win perfectly because their defense is incredible. Like, you would see the Bulls would get into the interior. They get into a spot where you figure they have a pretty decent shot, and they would end up passing it out in a pretty risky-looking pass. If you're just watching this and you're kind of a casual fan, you're going, why? Why aren't they just shooting the basketball? But if you're on that court and you're playing in this game, this is a different kind of – this is similar to Miami Heat. You're seeing arms and faces and whatever. You're seeing bodies everywhere whenever you penetrate there. I want the Bulls to take notes on the Sixers' defense and how they handle rotations when someone gets beat and how they meet somebody at the rim. Because the Sixers were just spot on with that. Their defense is just – you can say what you want about Doc Rivers. He has his own, ineptitudes and his own weaknesses, and he gets a lot of, gaff for just not performing well in the playoffs. And I get that. And maybe it'll happen again. And maybe, he's on the best coaches of all time list. I know that much. But say what you will about him, but, that defense is just incredible. And they play their minds out on the defensive end for their coach, for their team. And, credit the players too, obviously. Got a lot of great guys like Matisse Thybulle and like Danny Green, who are guys that have a lot of length and know how to use that length and are athletic and it's a tough, tough defense. And the Bulls had a really hard time finding the seams. They had a hard time finding the seams and then executing once they were inside those seams. So, just got to give credit where it's due. Sixers defense was incredible. I want the Bulls to just take note. Rotations, meeting people at the rim, got to do that stuff. I love that they had Ayo Dosunmu on James Harden. I didn't think he did particularly well on James Harden. James Harden got pretty much whatever he wanted, but he is James Harden, probably potentially the best offensive player in the NBA. So I'm willing to give Ayo a pass. It is what it is. I love that Ayo is picking him up full court. I love the effort level he gave. And there's no one else on our team that can do it. So I was okay with it. I could tell though in this game, the Bulls have been hearing the noise off the court, the noise is, and Trey and I said this, give us credit, guys, give us credit where it's due. We're wrong. I mean, like, Trey and I are wrong sometimes. Like, and I'll admit that if you call me out on it, Trey calls me out on it. Sometimes we're wrong. We're human, but we are definitely right on the fact that the narrative surrounding the Bulls was going to shift hard into they can't be good teams. They're 12 and 19 or whatever it is, 18 against teams over 500. And it's a valid criticism. I mean, I can't refute those. That's a true statement. That's something you can. I'm not here to argue facts. It's something you can look up. It's something you can verify. I can't argue that. But it's just there's no context to that statement. And the context is, yet again, you're missing four. Well, tonight four out of your top seven, three out of usually top seven players on this team. And it just changes the entire makeup, the entire identity of this basketball team when those guys aren't out there. It's been a lot less fun to watch this Bulls team over the last month and a half, and they've been basically a 500 team, than it was to open the season, and they were demolishing people and just playing great basketball. This is not as fun to watch. But I'm forcing myself to watch it just for you guys because, hey, I love the Bulls. I love you guys. I love breaking down the Bulls for you guys. I love telling you what I'm seeing and seeing if you agree with me or disagree with me. And I'd love to hear that too. You can go ahead and leave us a 5-star review for the podcast. And tell me I suck and I don't know what I'm talking about. Just leave 5 stars. Then other people can find me and tell me I suck. And then maybe I'll get off the air and you won't have to listen to me anymore. Hey, I'm smart. I'm smart, man. Like, you know, I can see where this is going. Anyways. Embiid and Harden, when they were both together on the floor, there was nothing the Bulls could do. It was just unstoppable. If the Bulls get healthy, it's still going to be virtually unstoppable, but they have a better chance. But I actually thought, and I would have to look this up. I wish Trey was here to join me. He's usually better at looking this stuff up than I am. I felt like when it was just Harden on the floor, the Bulls were winning. Like the Bulls won the minutes when it was Harden was on the floor and Joel Embiid was resting on the bench. And that's what kept them in the game. When Embiid was in, even just by himself, there was too much giant man for the Bulls to handle, especially without Vucevic. And I was saying before the game, I said this to Trey yesterday when we were talking about, you know, Vuce maybe missing this game. I said I'd rather have Vuce in this game over Tristan Thompson. I know people are like, oh, Tristan Thompson, he's a defensive guy. He's a defensive stopper and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But not for this specific kind of player. Like, I would rather have Tristan Thompson on a Giannis type for sure. Like, Vuce isn't going to guard a Giannis type. But if you want to have somebody guard Embiid, Vuce is your guy. Like, you needed Vuce tonight to even stand any kind of chance. And it wasn't a good chance to begin with. But even any kind of chance, you needed Vuce. But here's what I want Vuce to do, and I hope, you know, I didn't see him when I was glancing at my phone and watching the game. I didn't see him on the sidelines there. I hope he was, and I hope he was taking notes on how fast Embiid makes decisions in the post when he has a little guy on him. I think it was DeMar he had on him when I took this note. And he had DeMar, and DeMar was basically fronting him at the elbow, playing, you know, kind of a three-quarter front. Like, he wasn't totally, like, denying the basketball. It wasn't like an over-the-top pass, but he got the ball. It felt, knew where the defender was, spun away from him, saw the second defender coming to help, which was, I'm sure, by design defensively for the Bulls, and he drew the foul. Like, it was like catch, one dribble, see the defender, cross over, into the body, fall over, shoot the ball, go to the line for two shots. Like, and it happened within, like, you know, 4 seconds or something. Like, it was, that's the stuff that Vuce, and I love him. I think he's a three-level scorer. We've talked about it plenty on the show. He's got his certain, he's got a set of skills that are unique. He can score from three. He can score from the mid-range. He can score from down low. But there are times when he has a mismatch or he doesn't have the awareness that it'd be displayed in this particular scenario that I would love to see him have to make a quick move, get the ball out of his hands and up to the rim. Embiid's like seasoned now. Like, he's been dealing with double teams, triple teams, especially before they had Harden. Like, he's like taking on the entire opposing team at times. But you need to look at that stuff, man. And that's the stuff that Vuce needs to do, man. He needs to go. Like, there's no time to turn around and survey. There's no time to sit, like, miss a bunny. Like, he didn't even have to take a bunny to miss it. Embiid did, because this is smart. This is NBA basketball. He went and found a body and went to the floor and knew he was going to get the call, and he has a free chance at the rim. Like that's the smart stuff that I just don't see Vooch doing. And I don't mean to knock the guy. I think, you know, comparing anybody to Embiid is going to be a losing scenario for the anybody in that scenario, because Embiid's just incredible. Embiid's having an MVP season. If Embiid doesn't win MVP, it better be Jokic. And if it's not Embiid or Jokic, I just don't understand basketball anymore, I guess. And I'll quit the pod. How about that? Because I'm that confident that Embiid or Jokic is going to win MVP. And rightfully so. Rightfully so. Man, they were making everything difficult for Zach LaVine. Zach LaVine had a rough night, man. Matisse Thybulle obviously shadowing him. Incredible defender. Lots of length, but every single shot he took was a fadeaway, just not comfortable looking, off balance. 8 of 19 from the field, 42%, 24 points. Still did just fine. 5 of 8 from the line for some reason. I'm not sure why. 3 of 6 from behind the line, which is pretty darn good. 5 assists and 5 turnovers, though. The assist-to-turnover ratio, obviously, just dreadful. Not good. The 5 turnovers is the big thing that sticks out there. We don't really need assists from Zach LaVine. Be nice to get them. Be nice for him to have a little bit more awareness, but I'm not expecting that at this point. But the 5 turnovers are something that just can't happen. Just can't happen. If you want to beat good teams. Like, like sure, you can have 5 turnovers against the Houston Rockets and beat them. Like, whatever. That's not. Or, they're not a Magic or whatever. You know, but you want to beat Philadelphia. You want to beat the 76ers. You can't have 5 turnovers as Zach LaVine. You just can't, man. And, you know, that's easy for me to say. Sitting here in my, chair in the basement and watching on my phone while I, you know, watch people do some work, and easy for me to say, hard to do. I'm not going to sit here and say that like Zach wasn't trying or anything like that. It's not like I'm mad at Zach. It's just, we need a little bit more, man. Like, if he's going to be that max player, and I totally think he deserves it. Trey and I have talked about it before. You can go ahead and pull up the tape. He deserves it. But if he's going to get that bag, man, he's just got to evolve. His game's got to evolve. And he played so well last season. I don't know why there's been a regression this season. I know he's a little bit banged up. Everyone's a little bit banged up in the NBA, man. I'm not going to use that as an excuse for him. If he's banged up to the point where it's affecting him that badly, he needs to sit. Just needs to sit. I mean, you know, we've got Vooch. We've got DeMar. We have Lonzo when he's healthy. If it's affecting you that much, just sit, man. So you're playing. I'm going to judge you because you're playing. And we need better, man. We just need you to be a little bit better. A little bit better. Because he still is incredible on the offensive end. Where I'd love to see him take a leap is the defensive end. Because defensively, his awareness is just absolute dreadful. Just dog crap. And I just can't handle it sometimes. Because he's just always, always, always making some kind of mental error. That just cost points in crucial points of the game. So Zach LaVine, need a little bit more from you, man, on the defensive end. Offensively, you're a stud, but the game has two sides, man. And I know it's hard to see because no one cares about the other side, but I do. And it's rough to watch, man. A little bit of defense there. Embiid, I was watching Embiid, this 7'1" monster of a man, that can dunk it over you and shoot a three and do everything. He's a three-level scorer basically too. Well, he is. Not basically. He just is. He's just got more power than Vucevic. And I'm watching this guy here do the Chris Paul rip through on Tristan Thompson. Like, that's just – that, you know, that's an evolution of an NBA player because he's just – it's just smart, man. If you want to – you have to take advantage of everything in the game. Like, great. You know, you want to do it the hard way and – be Jimmy Butler and just like drive out of your mind 99% of the time and take hard fouls and go to the line and stuff. Like, you know, you can do things your way if you want. But being smart and learning from other players, I mean, we saw him obviously try the Harden step back. That didn't go over so well. I mean, I'm sure he'll learn it, though. He'll add it to his game, man. And Embiid's incredible. I watched him do that Chris Paul rip through and, you know, get a foul. And it's just like, just so smart, just so smart. No answer for Embiid inside tonight. Without Vooch, just no way. complaining about fouls. Derrick Jones Jr. actually had a really good game again. I believe he had a really awesome game last game as well. He was 4-6 from the field, 8 points. He had 6 rebounds, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Just really a lot of activity, man. His athleticism, just being able to attack the interior and cut to the hole and giving our ball handlers an option that's not just standing in the corner and shooting a 3 is just so, so valuable. So I was there's a situation where I was a little bit wrong because I really just didn't see a lot of value in Derrick Jones Jr. I've never been like a big let's play Derrick Jones Jr., you know, 20 plus minutes guy a night, and he played 21 minutes tonight, and they were really, really valuable minutes. I think he might have probably been the best player on the, you know, in terms of like his role, probably the best player on the floor, like in terms of like performing better than a replacement player in his role, if that makes sense. Like, I think, yeah, that makes sense. I know that makes sense. In my mind, it does. Go back and listen to it again. It'll make sense to you, I promise. But no, Derrick Jones Jr. was great. A couple really good games in a row. Just, you know, again, activity on the boards, on offense, cutting, being able to finish over people in the lane, being able to absorb contact, just brings a lot to the table that other players don't necessarily bring. Coby White also brought a lot of energy tonight, and 7 of 16 from the floor. At one point, I think he was like 7 of 13, so must have missed a few shots at the end there, but 3 of 9 from behind the line. Again, you know, we were playing catch-up at the end, so I'm not really going to fault him for that. 19 points, a couple assists, 0 turnovers. That's key, man. No turnovers, 19 points. That's like right where I need him. That's like, this is an average stat line for him, and he played above average based on the eye test here. He had a block also. So I love what I saw out of Coby tonight. Definitely needed his offense, and man, are we glad that we didn't trade him at the deadline, aren't we, man? I you know, hey, I said, you know, and I said a lot about Coby. I said also that, you know, at the point where he was playing really well, they could have traded him if they would have been able to get something back that could have helped them with these other issues we're talking about. But when we're talking about scoring and Coby's role scoring the ball, I mean, I don't think there's many better people out there that are going to score the basketball like Coby White. So he brings such a particular skill set that the Bulls really do need coming off that bench. It's really valuable, and I know I've said that before, and just totally rang true tonight. So big ups to Coby. Just so frustrating to watch these guys fail to secure rebounds at the end of the game. Not surprising anymore. It happens like every game, but just so frustrating because they'll play good defense on a couple, you know, one out of every 3 possessions, let's say. They'll play good defense and they'll force a miss, but they can't secure the rebound. They're giving up second, third, fourth chances. It's just, you're not going to win basketball games like that. It just can't happen. Sixers only got 8 offensive rebounds tonight. I want to see, how many did they get in the fourth quarter, though? They had 4 of those in the fourth quarter. Because that was down the stretch, so I was really angry that they just couldn't secure a rebound. They did okay the rest of the game. It wasn't like egregious, but it's just, it's significantly enough below the mean that like it's a problem. So just again, length and the ability and size and the ability to out rebound the people. But you're asking Levine to rotate over defensively on Embiid and then try to box him out and grab a rebound over Joel Embiid. Like that, like there were several times in the third and fourth quarter where Embiid was grabbing rebounds over Zach Levine. Like it's just not, that's where we're at because of who's on the floor. So, tough loss. 5 in a row. 5 losses in a row for this Bulls team. It's just not going to get any easier here. The Bulls' schedule is just brutal to close out this season. We need to turn it around. We get the Pistons on Wednesday, thankfully, so hopefully that'll be a turnaround there. We get the Cavs on Saturday, so we got a couple of days rest in between there, and I'm hoping those Bulls can beat the Cavs on Saturday and then make it 3 in a row on Monday against the Kings, and then the Jazz. We go play the Jazz in Utah on that following Wednesday, March 16th. And so if they can get it rattle off a little 3-0 here, I'm going to feel much better. But just right now, it just feels like, you know, it's inevitable that we're going to slip some more in the standings. They're still currently in 4th place in the Eastern Conference, 4.5 games behind the Miami Heat. But the Celtics are only a half game behind us in fifth place, five games behind the Heat. And yeah, I just don't see a world in which the Bulls hang on to the fourth seed over the Celtics, because the Celtics are just red hot right now. And they've got Tatum and Brown, and they're relatively healthy. So I definitely think the Celtics will leap us. I think we can stave off the Cleveland Cavaliers here. We're only a game and a half behind us, but there's no guarantees there, man. There really is not. Toronto Raptors are 4.5 games behind us, so I got a little cushion there, but man, gotta string some wins together. The Bulls are 5-5 in their last 10, so you know, even though we've lost 5 in a row, we're still 5-5 in our last 10. If you take a little bit of a longer view there, it's not time to panic just yet, but it is getting a little bit concerning. It's a little bit of a mild concern there. I'm looking here at the win streaks, actually. Every other team that's in the top six has a win streak right now, except for the Bulls have a five-loss streak. So the Bulls are heading downwards. Everyone else seems to be heading upwards. There's only a one-game win streak for the Sixers and a one-game win streak for the Cavs, but still. Toronto Raptors have lost 3 in a row, so there you go. We got to turn this around, man. But before I go here, guys, this is going to be the end, but quickly before I send off, I want to also remind you all to use coupon code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com for 20% off your order and free shipping, and also check out our pals at mybookie.ag. Use code HOOPBALL on the third page. Sign up to unlock deposit match bonuses there as well. That's going to do it for us, guys. I am Keith Cork. You can find me again on Twitter at @BSPPKeith. And you can follow the show, guys, at @EthosBulls. Until next time, go Bulls, go.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply.